A little later, but it's happening. Still Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your man on the ground, Isaiah Hull, publisher of Wolverines Wire, through USA Today Sports Media Group. And we have lots to talk about today, starting off with Shea Patterson's comments from yesterday. We'll hear some of them, just kind of what I cobbled together quickly on video. I'm not going to play the whole breadth of what Shea Patterson had to say. But we'll listen to and react to that, and then we will get into a little bit more about Wisconsin, why I still feel pretty confident in Michigan's ability to win this game, and then obviously the why I don't. And then MLive yesterday had put out an article on Jim Harbaugh and the finances and all of that, and saying essentially that he's paid to generate revenue, not to win championships. At least that's the conclusion that many people are drawing. I want to address that because that might be part of it, but I don't think that it necessarily tells you the story. So we'll get into all of that. Within that, I'll probably address some, against my better judgment, some Valeni of it all that I heard on my way back home from Ann Arbor today. And so we'll get into all of it. But let's start off. Let's listen to Shea Patterson. Let's hear what he had to say. Yesterday, I asked him, how close or how far away is this offense? When are we going to see this offense look the way that it has been advertised? And he had a pretty simple response to that and what he says he's expecting going into this Wisconsin game. So take a listen.
He mentioned a couple times playing loose. Do you feel like maybe you guys were pressing a little bit those first couple games and any sense for where that would have come from?
I don't think so. I think it's just, you know, getting the groove and the tempo of this offense and really, you know, kind of feeling it out and just playing fast and trusting in ourselves. I think that's been the biggest key .
Is that something you kind of need to be going at game speed against a different opponent to get the hang of?
Not really. We, especially this week, I saw both on defense and on offense, the scout team has done a heck of a job. I know it's not 100% accurate, but we got guys giving great looks every single day, and I feel like that helps a lot.
How close or far away do you feel like you are from the whole offense from showing what you've seen in practice?
Was it like 3.5-4 days? Mm-hmm. When the game is. I think we will be in about 3 or 4 days.
You sound really anxious to play. I mean, I'm sure you are every game.
Yeah.
Is there a little extra in for this?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking to go out there and make a statement. It's as simple as that.
What's the statement?
I'm done talking about it. We're going to get out there and play. I just had fun with it.
All right, so a couple things coming out of that. Number one, I love it. I do. Because he's confident that things are working. And listen, I understand things didn't look great in week two particularly. They didn't look bad in week one, but they didn't look phenomenal. Let's address the fact that Shea admitted that he was still pretty banged up in week two. Harbaugh said after the game that he was 100%, but then Josh Gattis said he was still, you know, working through oblique issues, and Shea Patterson said the same thing himself yesterday. But he also said, listen, I'm not going to apologize for being 2-0. I don't care what it looks like as long as we get the job done one way or another. Michigan only punted once in that game. It's for all the people who are sitting here and saying, like, the offense isn't working, you want to know why it doesn't look like it's working? Is because I've said this ad nauseum now. Michigan turned the ball over 3 times in the first half. That is the long and short of it. That will change your game plan every time. Every single time, that will change your game plan. What you're trying to do offensively. There were things that I know for a fact Michigan had planned to do against Wisconsin, not Wisconsin, Army, and because of the turnovers, they weren't able to do them. It's as simple as you give the ball away, especially to a team that controls time and possession the way Army does. You're not going to be able to run what you want to run, your normal stuff. guess what? If Michigan turns the ball over three times against Wisconsin, they're probably going to lose that game. I don't think that'll happen. Knock on wood. But that's not winning football. Now, as far as the offense, why I love Shea Patterson saying what he said is because, number one, he knows what the offense is supposed to look like. I've seen it where Michigan players have come out and acted like, yeah, we're going to really put it all together, but you can tell that it hasn't been all together even in practice. Happened 2 years ago. Didn't help that Michigan was running a much more conservative look. This is not a conservative look. Even if they went conservative in week two in the second half, this is not a conservative offense. It looked conservative because they needed to go conservative for the reasons that I've said in multiple podcasts. I'm not going to relitigate that. But I love it because I know where Shea's coming from. I know where, you know, based off of conversations I've had with people behind the scenes, I know the offense has looked a lot better than what we've seen so far. And why wouldn't you have your confidence in it? If you're capable of running it, you're healthy now, you've got most likely John Runyon and Donovan Peoples-Jones coming back. You know, two of Michigan's best players on offense haven't been playing. Now they are. I mean, why wouldn't you love that? Why wouldn't you? Like, here's what I don't understand. And this is, by the way, on Twitter, this is an insta-mute from me. Anytime that I posted that video on Wolverine's Wire, which, by the way, or I should, on the Wolverine's Wire Twitter, which, by the way, is, I'd like to thank Twitter for verifying us. But you can check out that video either on the site or on Wolverine's Wire itself. The Wolverine's Wire Twitter handle. And I get a bunch of responses of people saying, do more, say less, or be more like the basketball team, do more and say less. Listen, that basketball team did really well, obviously, that year. They went to the Final Four, but it was not because they were just putting their heads down and working and they weren't out there responding to obvious questions that they're getting at media availability. That team, that basketball team, talked a fair share of its trash on the court. They were doing more and saying more. But the reason why people say do more and say less, see, listen, if Michigan's football team was out there clowning everybody the way Ohio State is, none of you would have a problem, the people that are tweeting do more, say less, none of you would have a problem with them even if they were coming out and saying, listen, we are going to wipe the floor with Wisconsin, which is not what Shea Patterson said, by the way. He just said, we're looking to make a statement. We're looking to show off our offense. Confident in ourselves, what we're capable of doing. It's not a guarantee. It's not smack talking. It's being confident in what you bring to the table. It just is. So, it is what it is. I don't know. I get tired of the do more, say less crowd because I don't know what you expect. These guys are going to answer questions, and it's not demurring from the fact that, you know, he very well could have said, you know, hey, it is a new offense. We're still trying to work through some kinks. He didn't say that. He said, we're going to go out and we're going to do what we're supposed to do this week. And you have to admire that. You have to respect that. They know what their issues are, and they have not been far. Despite all of the issues, which honestly are more on the reads, which Army, again, credit to them, their defense for disguising what they were trying to do, which made a lot of keeps. Or gives rather than pulls. Credit to Army there. You hope Michigan does better on that front. Passing the ball, look good. Not prolific yet. That'll take some time, possibly. You might see it this week. You might not. I don't know. I understand you all want a lot right now. And there's nothing wrong with that. You want to show that you can beat Ohio State right now, but that you don't play Ohio State till the end of the season. You play Wisconsin this week. And I still feel good about it. Yeah, sometimes I do get bogged down in the narratives and start being like, oh man, how is Michigan going to beat Wisconsin? And then I sit there and think about it, and that's what we're about to cover here in this next segment. And I'm like, there's no reason why Michigan can't beat Wisconsin. There just is. I mean, there are reasons why they won't, but there's just as many reasons why they will. I'll share my thoughts on that here in just a moment. Before I do, you know, if your company wants to reach an upscale male audience, then your company's ad should be running right here on this podcast. To get your company connected with this audience, email me at ihole@usatoday.com to get more details about increasing your business. All right, so I understand this is a big game coming up, and we're going to talk about Jim Harbaugh at the end of the show here, but I understand this is a big game coming up. I want to remind you something I reminded you of yesterday, which is it was the same deal last year, right? I know Wisconsin had a loss going into the Michigan game, just like Michigan had a loss. Michigan's was to Notre Dame, and Wisconsin's was to BYU at home. But you know, Lee Corso, not exactly the most ardent prognosticator out there, but he picked Wisconsin to win the game. College game day was there. People were having all the same conversations. You know, can Harbaugh win the big game? Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's Michigan hasn't found a way to whatever. And guess what happened? Michigan wiped the floor with Wisconsin. It was evident from the beginning that Michigan was the better team. And I still think Michigan is the better team. It's really going to be on the execution. Now, Wisconsin's looked good in the first 2 weeks. Like I've said, who have they played? When you look at the offenses, South Florida had a really good offense last year, 33rd in the country. Central Michigan had 129th in the country. A six-loss team versus a one-win team. These are teams that Wisconsin should be doing to what it did. Now, I talked to my buddy Ari, who I worked with in L.A., who's a big Wisconsin fan, last night, and he was saying, I've never seen a Wisconsin offense look like this. Looks potent in a way that it hasn't before. Yes, Michigan might have to defend it in a different way, but reason I'm most confident, I'm not saying 100% win. I'm certainly not saying that before people put words in my mouth. I'm just saying I'm still confident for the same reasons that I was before. I think that when you look at these types of games, Michigan-Wisconsin tend to be decided by the line play. Even though we don't know much about Michigan's defensive line yet, I still feel like Michigan has a defensive line that can take advantage of four new starters on the offensive line. Now, Jonathan Taylor might be something of the great equalizer, especially if they get him the ball in space. That's going to be a big deal for Michigan. I think Jonathan Taylor's still going to get his yards. Still think he's going to get 100 yards on the ground, maybe another 50 through the air. I think that's just going to happen. I think you're just going to have to live with that. Michigan still got a really good secondary. Mike Zordich didn't have any complaints today. Kind of rare. Usually he's like, oh, we got to do this, got to do that. And right now he's like, no, I'm pretty happy with where we are. He's the biggest truth teller when it comes to getting coaches in media availability. He will call a spade. And right now he's really happy with LeVert and Ambry and Vincent Gray. Really, really happy with them. So I like Michigan's everything on defense against Wisconsin's offense, despite Wisconsin looking certainly improved there. Jack Cohn has played pretty well, but he hasn't faced any kind of pressure yet, right? You know, like, what are these teams that he's going up against? What are they doing? You know, I look at the teams that they've played. South Florida, middle of the road in sacks last year. Central Michigan, middle of the road in sacks last year. Had Mike Dana, who Michigan now has. So, I like it for, I like being able to get some pressure here. Wisconsin has not exactly, like I said yesterday, been solid on that front yet. Sacks allowed. Wisconsin's 40th. They've allowed 4 through 2 games. It's not crazy. Tackles for loss allowed, however. Different story. Again, 55, middle of the pack. Against those two teams, though, they've allowed 15. They're getting blown off the ball a little bit. That was South Florida and Central Michigan that did that to them. I think Michigan should be able to have a pretty good day. Now, other side of the ball, I know some people are arguing that Wisconsin has the better offensive line than Michigan, but I don't see that. Michigan's offensive line has been mostly solid without John Runyon Jr. It's all Big Ten first team guy. So, I like Michigan's chances there, especially against a defensive line that Wisconsin's going to be without their starting nose tackle. They're playing a freshman there. They've got some good linebackers. That's where the scheme starts really playing a part. Donovan Peoples-Jones comes back. Good luck covering Nico, Tariq, and Donovan all at the same time. Not to mention whoever Michigan has at running back. I don't care if it's Charbonnet or Christian Turner. I think Michigan is in a good spot. I think Michigan has all of the pieces there. Listen, Michigan's way more talented. I think that's the first thing that you have to know. Wisconsin might be fundamentally sound, and that's how they're winning games. And that's if they win this game, it's going to probably be because one team was fundamentally sound and the other one wasn't. Because that's why Michigan's kept things close. Weren't as fundamentally sound as you would hope. Wisconsin, not committing penalties. They're not out there making mistakes. They're playing pretty close to mistake-free football. Michigan has done the opposite in the first 2 weeks. Obviously, there's been a focus on limiting that. Wisconsin assuredly is going to be trying to rip that football out. But I just think Michigan's just far more talented. Talent usually wins out. And if you think that Jim Harbaugh and all the coaches suddenly forgot how to coach a game, because I know things didn't look good to end the year last year. Things have looked mediocre to begin the year this year, but you think those 3 games last year, Michigan thoroughly outcoached Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Penn State. Jim Harbaugh knows how big this game is. Jim Harbaugh probably agrees exactly with what Shea Patterson said of, we need to go out there and make a statement. Obviously, Wisconsin's going to say the same thing, but again, I like Michigan's staff better than Wisconsin's. I like Michigan's roster better than Wisconsin's. I like, more importantly, I like Michigan's defensive line against Wisconsin's offensive line, and I like Michigan's offensive line versus Wisconsin's defensive line. If Michigan wins the battle in the trenches and they don't make a ton of mistakes, they'll win the game. Obviously, my biggest concern, though, is the road environment, because sometimes Michigan comes out flat. Didn't look flat at Wisconsin for the first half last year. 2 years ago, rather. Looked pretty good for the most part. Started to kind of stall out right before Brandon Peters' injury, and then Brandon Peters' injury really sealed the deal. So, this team's a lot better than that. That Wisconsin team went undefeated in the regular season. I think this Wisconsin team's probably better than that one as well, but this Michigan team is light years ahead of that Michigan team, in my estimation. Yes, there's a lot of unknowns, but I think Michigan is in a really good, really good spot here. Especially, they're being told they're the underdog. They're being told they can't win this game. They're being told that they don't win these big games. Being told that they don't beat ranked teams on the road, even though they did it last year against Michigan State. If they win this one, then they'll be like, well, they beat 2 ranked teams on the road, but let's see where these teams finish, and they're not top 10 teams, blah, blah, blah. I just think Michigan has everything going for it. It's just a matter of putting it all together, which is what we have not seen. I understand that if you haven't seen it in a game, makes you skeptical. I'm skeptical too. Just because I'm confident in the matchups doesn't mean I'm not skeptical. But I don't think Jack Cohn's going to come out there and tear the secondary apart. I don't think he's going to have time to. Jonathan Taylor is their weapon. Michigan has more weapons on the other side of the ball, and I think they'll put him in a position to succeed. We see the read option not going very well, then it could be a different story. I think Michigan's pretty hard to defend with all their playmakers. If they get this thing rolling like it should, and hey, it might not happen this week. You hope it does. But come that Penn State game, come that Notre Dame game, it should be rolling by then. It's like Urban Meyer said, it takes 6 weeks. Shea's more confident that's going to happen right now. I don't think it will necessarily take 6 weeks, but they got to be better about holding on to the football. They've shown no problem at, you know, driving down the field. They just got to finish those things. Not turn the ball over. Get the short yardage when it's us versus them. Make the smart decisions. I think they will. That's just me. No, I'm not predicting a blowout. I'm not saying Michigan's head and shoulders are just worlds better. I just think that Michigan comes into this game as a better team that's just being overlooked. That is all. All right. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event, whether it be a concert or one of these games coming up. Hey, maybe you want to go to Madison, check it out. If you do that, enter promo code KICKOFF at checkout and receive a discount of up to $100. I don't know why they're shiny, but they are. All right, so MLive put out a deal yesterday or the day before, something like that, that said that Jim Harbaugh essentially is making money hand over fist for Michigan Athletic Department. And since then, there's been all kinds of insinuation that that's what his, if you take things into context, that that is what he's being paid for, not to win titles and stuff like that. Seeing a lot of dreck out there about, okay, well, you know, then that makes sense and loser's mentality, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if you read over time, it's a lot of it has to do with cleaning up the program and making the program what it should be as far as, you know, guys doing things the right way. But listen, that might be a byproduct. But that is not why Jim Harbaugh is here. Yes, Jim Harbaugh has failed to beat Ohio State, but like we covered extensively yesterday, Ohio State is just worlds better at this moment. I'm sorry. That's the reality of the situation. It sucks that that's the case, but that's the case. Like I told you, I went through the records by year for Ohio State. I'm pulling that back up right now. When was the last time that they had more than one year in a row where they've had four losses or more? 99 to 2001, there's one. They had a stretch between 87 and 91 where they didn't win, you know, they lost no less than four games. They were a 9-3 team continuously throughout most of the 80s, pretty much the entirety of the 80s. Other than that, we're going way back here. When they're in the Western Conference, 1946 and 47, 4-3-2, 2-6-1, that's not good. Otherwise, I mean, this is a team that's been rolling for the most part. We spoke extensively about expectations, perspective. This is where I bring in the Mike Vallini thing where, you know, I was listening to the radio on the way home and he's saying, if, you know, this Wisconsin game's a referendum, and if Harbaugh doesn't get the job done, then you start thinking about other options, and I don't want to hear about, you know, there's no one else better out there. By the way, there isn't. That's kind of the point. If Harbaugh can't get the job done beating Ohio State, there's not some magic elixir coach out there not named Urban Meyer or Nick Saban that's going to come in and make it better. Harbaugh's righted the ship. Michigan was on fire in a bad way. And Jim Harbaugh got Michigan back to at least Lloyd Carr levels. Like I said yesterday, there's a difference, however, because Ohio State didn't go through those doldrums. Ohio State has had how many years of losing four or more games in the last 20? Let's see, 99, 2000, 2001, like I said before, 6-6, 8-4, 7-5. They lost four games in 2004. They lost seven games in 2011, but otherwise, I mean, look at the Urban Meyer era. Lost one, lost two, lost two, lost one, lost one, lost two, lost none. Before that, lost one, lost two, lost three, lost two, lost one, lost two. Before the 8-4 season, lost two, lost zero. Heck, even in the John Cooper era, that's where this starts getting really kind of weird, right? John Cooper era, people act like, okay, well, John Cooper didn't get it. Maybe Harbaugh doesn't get it. John Cooper didn't get it because Ohio State had better teams than Michigan almost every year. At least through from 93 through 98, for the most part, aside from 97. Some of those games, 11-2, 11-1, guess who one of those ones was? 11-1. John Cooper had, and Ohio State had better talent than Michigan. But they were losing those games. Right now, Jim Harbaugh has still, in my opinion, less talent than Ohio State does. Starting talent might be the same, equal. Right now, more proven. Ohio State still has so much more depth, thanks to Urban Meyer. So it's disingenuous, in my opinion, to sit there and say that Jim Harbaugh is only being paid to bring in money. No, he's being paid to try to win these games, but you don't just win these games by wanting to win these games. You win these games against a team like Ohio State, one that has seemingly wanted it more, by evening the talent gap, which he's done an incredible job of getting the team close to that. And out-coaching. And in my opinion, he out-coached Ohio State in 16 and 17. But talent gap. Not saying that those games weren't without questionable coaching calls, but say 2016 goes differently, we're not talking about Jim Harbaugh having Wilton Spate throw from the end zone. We're talking about, what did Urban Meyer do wrong? What happened on that punt that went awry, you know? We're having those conversations. Going for it on fourth down in overtime. Those are the conversations we would be having. Both coaches made mistakes. I would argue most coaches make mistakes in games. That's the nature of football. But no, Harbaugh is not just there, and Michigan is not just happy because he's bringing in money. No, because they'd bring in more money if Michigan was to win the Big Ten and to go further, because that's what happens when you bring a team that's winning on that level. It is what it is. All right. Tomorrow we're going to answer all of your questions on our mailbag podcast. So for the Locked On Wolverines, I'm your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole. If you can find me online at Isaiah Hole, podcast it on Wolverines, Wolverines Wire, Wolverines Wire. If you'd like to be a featured sponsor on the show, email me at ihole@usatoday.com. Find us on iTunes, Google, Stitcher, Himalaya, wherever you get your podcasts, or online at wolverineswire.usatoday.com, where we post our daily podcast every single day to go along with the rest of your Michigan football coverage. This was Locked On Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day.